Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moher of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as the safety of all the hostages and the safety of the Chayalei Tzal and Achinu b'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Aleph. We left off at the words, Ahu Gavra, Davinokin Varshati, Lazavuni, which is about 10 lines down, 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines down, the fourth wide line, on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Good morning to Reuven from Harrisburg. Good morning to Tzvika joining us from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, Tzvika from Eretz Yisrael, great to see you. Good morning, Yitzchak Meir HaKoyin, and Yitzchak Aryeh, and Chaim Tzvi, and Moshe David HaKoyin, and Dr. Joe. Here we go. Says the Gemara. A guy was holding on to silk. He's like silk belts. Doesn't matter what it is. Some type of item that he wanted to sell. Kari Shisa Vishavi Chamsha. He was asking for a price of 6 zuz, even though the thing was only really worth 5 zuz. Now, even though he's asking for 6, if somebody would offer him 5.5, he would take it for 5.5 also. So, Asahu Gavra V'Amar. So, a certain guy comes along, he says to himself as follows: if I give him 5.5, so I'm going to be out the extra half because that's less than a sixth, so it's going to be a mechila. It's only a tenth, so have a mechila. Etein Le'Shisa. I'll pay him the 6, which he's asking for, and then I'll take him to court to get the extra one back. Etin Le'Shisa, the Espe Ladina, and I'll take him back. Now, the Rush points out from here that you see from here that the halacha is like Shmuel, even though it's only really a fifth of the purchase price, but it's a sixth of the money he's paying. So we learned earlier that Shmuel held that even that's called a shtus, and it would be, you know, Kano Machzir Ona, he's going to get the money back. So it's just a riot. It seems to be a riot of Shmuel from here, for the fact that the Gemara doesn't point that out. It seems the Gemara is assuming, yeah, partially he can get his money back. Right? If it's a fifth, it should be Batel Mekach. It should be the whole sale is off if it's a fifth. But we're considering it a sixth, because even though it's a fifth of the price, it's a sixth of the money. So, Asal Kamei de Rava, so after he purchased it, so he came in front of Rava. Amalei, no, sorry, you don't get your money back. Why? The whole din of onah is only if you're buying from a merchant whose business it is. However, if you're just buying from a stam person, there is no din onah when you're buying from a regular person. Why not? Because, good morning, Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen. Why is there no din of onah when you're buying from a regular person? Because people get attached, the Gemara is going to say in a few lines, people get attached to their own property, people like their own stuff, and they're only willing to sell it for much higher than the usual price. So it's as if, and we've shown them say, it's as if I made a specific condition that, listen, I'm just letting you know, this is a lot more than it's worth, but to me, this is my necklace that I've had for my whole life. So even though on the market it might only be worth $100, to me it's worth $300.
So when a seller at a yard sale unknowingly sells a Rembrandt for like $2 and then sees an antique roadshow, he can't just say, oh, I'm going to go cancel it either?
Right. The other direction, same thing. Probably the same thing. No. So you're saying that was a case of where the buyer...
This is where the seller had ona, because the buyer got the advantage.
Yes, yeah, so I think that's a big dispute. Does that apply in both directions or not? You can make a condition. Right, the Rush writes, since the reason is because it's a Tanai, so that's only if he, first of all, it's only if he knew that the guy was a Balabais, and then he's Mochel. But if he didn't know, so then there is a no. Also, the Rush writes, even though the reason is because it's as if they made an explicit condition, nevertheless, the guy Balabais Shelo Amar came with Farish, Ain Lo Nahu Rakli Nanos Shtus. However, the Ramban says, even if it's more than a sixth. What about if it's more than a sixth? Right? Is it only by a sixth or even more than a sixth? Now here's your issue. V'dafkim minasana ha-lokeach ein yochel litboa ona aso. It's only if the lokeach got cheated, the buyer got cheated, so then he can't claim the ona. However, if the mocher, what about if the seller, he could claim the ona because the reason doesn't apply. The whole reason was that I like to sell my stuff for more. That reason doesn't apply by the case you gave with the Rembrandt. So therefore, dafka kishabala bayis wa mocher. But if the kone is a bala bayis, he does have ona. So says Tosas in this Vahatnan talks about. Others disagree. Okay. Back in the Gemara, Ahu Gavra, Dahavi Nukit, Kipi Lizabune. A guy was holding on to bracelets or nose rings, Nizamim. So I think it means like bracelets or nose rings. Kari Sheetin Vishavi Chamshin. He was asking for 60, even though they're only worth 50. But he have a Yavi Le Chamshin Vichamshin. Someone would offer them 55. So it's the same case. Havi Shakli, he would accept it. Also, Gavra, Va'omar, Yavna Le Chamshin Vichamshin. A guy came to him and he said, he said to himself, I don't want to give him 55, that's a mechila, that's less than a sixth. So I'll give him 60, and then I'll take him to court to get the extra 10. Same thing. If this guy is not a professional salesman, he's just a homeowner, a regular person, so then there's no dimona. Amar le Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi said to Rav Chista, Yasher. That's a great psak. Yasher kochacha. Like Yasher is like Yasher koyach. The Chinam Rabbi Lazar, Yasher. Yeah, it's a good psak. Ask the Gemara. Really? V'hanan t'nan, kishem she'ona lehedyot. We're going to see in the next Mishnah, the very next Mishnah, Kishem shona lehelyot, kach ona letagar. Just like there's ona by a regular person, a hedyot, which we assume means like a balabais, so too there's ona by a businessman. So it applies not only by a businessman. Uman hedyot, lav balabais. Answer the Gemara. Amrav chista. That's by a specific place. Bitsad riyosa. These kind of canvas garments that are made to be sold. It's not like a person, not considered to be like a personal item. So if it's not a personal item, so then you're right. Even the Baal Bayis doesn't care. There's no difference between a Baal Bayis and a Tagar. Avamani tashmishte diakire ale. But his personal items that he really, it's very precious to him, and he only wants to give it away for a lot more money than its regular worth. Lo mas ben lui la bedami seri. He's not going to sell it if you don't give him a lot more money.
Sentimental value.
Yeah, exactly. Sentimental value. Exactly what it is. Sentimental value. So there's no ona. You have to realize you're going to be paying more for his own personal private stuff. Let's see in the next Mishnah. Echad alokech v'echad amocher yesh lan ona. There could be ona. Like I would have thought, there's only ona by a mocher, right? He can overcharge. No, but if the buyer pays too little, that's also ona. The lokeach, so that's a case where the mocher got ripped off. So the lokeach can get ripped off, and the mocher can get ripped off. Yes ona. Kishem she'ona lehedyot, kach ona letagar. It applies by a balabas and by a salesman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, ain ona letagar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is no ona by a merchant. Why not? So the Gemara is going to explain why. Pashup Shad, I would say, is because a merchant should know. He knows the price, so no one's faking you out. You know exactly what it's worth. So, but we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give a slightly different reason. Let's see. Kishem Shona, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no ona by a merchant. Mi Shehutal Olav, the one who got ripped off, Yado al ha'elyona. He can decide which of the two options to take if it's exactly a sixth. We'll see, according to who this is going. Meaning in some cases you have a choice. Either keep the sale, just get your sixth back, or negate the sale. So you can have your choice which one you want. Ratza omelo tein li ma'osai. Either we could just nullify the entire sale, give me back my money, I'll give you back the object. Oh, tein li ma'osai eni sani. Or just give me the amount that you overcharged me. So we'll see what this line is going on. Is it going on the mocher? It sounds like it's going on the mocher. What about the lokech? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, minan emile. From where do we know these words? That it applies both by the seller and by the buyer. The Tanur Rabbanan, Pasuk says, in Parshas, I think it's Bahar. V'chisim kurum karla misecha, nabi ha-misecha, al tanu ish sachiv. V'chisim kurum karla misecha, don't overcharge, al tonu. That sounds like the seller. Ainli ela shenis analokech, meaning the seller over, the Torah is talking to the seller, don't overcharge. So that's not like this where the buyer got ripped off. Ainli ela shenis analokech. What about if the buyer underpays so that the mocher got cheated out? Nisana mocher minayin tamalomar o kano. When you purchase, don't underbuy. Al tonu. Says the word. V'ischach l'michtav lokeach v'ischach l'michtav mocher. And the Torah needs to write both cases. You couldn't learn out one from the other. D'i kasarachmanam mocher. If the Torah only wrote a case that the iser to overcharge is on the mocher, yeah, he knows the price. So the Torah tells him, you know the price of your object. It's your object. So you know the price. Don't overcharge. So you're doing it b'mezid. Avalokeach, the lo kimle bizvinte. But a buyer who's paying for it, it's not his object. So maybe he doesn't know the price. It's not his object. He's not so familiar with the object. So he might not be familiar. So he doesn't know the price. So maybe there's no iser. He's just innocently paying less. I don't know. Maybe there's no iser for him. It's not his object. He's just paying for it. So he underpaid. Okay, it's not his fault. He had no idea. That's what you charged me. What do you want from me? So I'm supposed to research and say, oh, you're an idiot, you're charging too little money? I have no idea, it's not my object. So maybe you would have thought there is no dino no. Kamash one of the Torah says no. Even by underpaying there's dino no. And so to the opposite. Vi kasarachmana lokeach. And if the Torah only wrote the dino no by a buyer, mishum dekakani, since he's acquiring something, the Amri Inshi, Zavnis konis, as he's getting the benefit of getting the object, so that's worth it to him, and therefore we have to be more. He's the one who's winning over here, since he's winning because he gets the object. Getting an object is always great. So you might have thought that since he's getting that, he's got to be careful not to overcharge. Avol mocher, but the seller. I'm sorry, not to. He has to be careful not to underpay because he's getting something very special. Avol mocher, but the guy who's losing something, the seller is da'abude kamovid, da'amrin, people say, zavin ovid, if you have to sell stuff, that's bad for you. You're losing your stuff, you're losing your materials. In general, that's bad for you. Because even though you're getting money out of the deal, you know, money's easily spendable and you could lose it. So you might think that, okay, if he overcharges, it's not such a big deal because he's losing the item, so we want to like sort of pacify him a little bit. There's no iser. Ema lo azri rachmana below sonu. Maybe there's no iser to overcharge because at the end of the day we feel badly for him. He's losing his object, so maybe there's no issue with overcharging. Says the Gemara, no, tzricha. We need both cases. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't an olatag. Rabbi Yehuda says no. There's no ona by a merchant, a professional merchant. There's no ona. Ask the Gemara. Mishum shu tagar ein lo ona, what, the laws of the Torah don't apply to merchants? I mean, I would have think that that's the whole. What do you mean? Why in the world? Why is it usur? Why is there no problem with overcharging, or businessmen overcharging, or overcharging a businessman? Says the Gemara, Amrav Nachman Amrav, b'tagar safsar shanu. We're talking about a middleman. This guy is a buyer and a seller. He's always buying and selling right away. So my time, a wise and no, Meida yada zvinti kamashavi. He knows how much the thing is worth. And he knows he's overpaying for it, but he needs the money. Good morning, Avram Chaim. V'achulei ochel gabe. The buyer is mochel on the onah. I'm sorry. He's mochel. Achulei ochel gabe. V'hai d'zav nehochi. And the reason why he sold it for so cheap, mishim disrami leizvin d'achriti. Because he needs the money desperately. And he has another thing to buy right away that he can make even more money from. So he needs the money right away. So he'd rather sell at a lower price to get the money on hand so that he can make another deal, which is really important to him. But now, after it's done, now he's backing up. Now he's backing up. So, since he was mochel originally, Rebbe Yehuda holds, he's not allowed to back out now. He's not allowed to get his own onah back, because we assume if he's a safsar, he's buying and selling very quickly. He needs the money, so that's why he sold for less. But he can't come get it now. So he says, there's no din of onah. That's one answer. Now the Gemara gives a second explanation, Rabbi Yehuda, a different explanation. Ravashi Amar, no. No. Really, even if he's not a middleman. Really, Rabbi Yehuda's din that there's no onah by a merchant applies even if he's not a guy who buys and sells every day. My ain la tiger onah. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean that there's no onah by a merchant? No, not that we're more lenient with onah by a merchant. It means we're more strict. Ain la tiger onah means ain obitoris onah. He's more strict. Shafilu pachos michdei onah chozer. By business, even if it's less than a sixth, you have to give it back. Even if it's less than a sixth, he can back out even less than a sixth. Tani kawasi de Rav Nachman, right? Normally by a regular person, less than a sixth is a mechila. Tani kawasi de Rav Nachman, we learned in a brayse in support of Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tagar ain lo onah b'nei shu baki. He's an expert. And therefore he knew it was worth less, and he's mochel. So this is going like the first answer. Right? He's mochel, he's a baki. He knows what he's getting into. He must have known about it, but he needs the money. So it's by a safsar. That's a right to the first shot that we said. Says the Gemara, Mishahut alav yadav al yoda. Now the mission in the end says, the one who was ripped off, he decides whether or not he wants to be get the sixth back or just mimavata the whole thing. So the Gemara says, now, wait a second. We learned earlier in yesterday's daf, we learned the machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi about onah. Now the Gemara now wants to know, which of those two opinions is this Mishnah going like? It seems like it's going like neither of them. Says Gemara, Mani Mastisim, who is the author of this line in our Mishnah where it says, the one who got ripped off, he decides whether to, now you need to know, there needs to be a going quote to somebody who says that there's actually a case where you have two options. Says Gemara, Mani Mastisim, who is the author of the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Nassim, Lo Rabbi Danassim. It can't be going contra Rabbi Nassan, and it can't be going contra Rabbi Yehuda Nassi. Why not? E Rabbi Nassan, if you want to say that our mission is going like Rabbi Nassan, no. Masnisim Ketani Ratza. Our mission says you have a choice. The one who got ripped off has a choice, either to keep the sale and get the extra money, or negate the entire sale. But the Brisa that quoted Rabbi Nassan, Loktani Ratza. No. The Bryson that quoted Rabbi Nassan's opinion is that if it's exactly a sixth, you don't have two options according to Rabbi Nassan. According to Rabbi Nassan, it's kana umachzir onah. If it's exactly a sixth, the sale is valid and you get the extra. You don't have a choice to be mevatel lemekach if it's exactly a sixth. So the Mishnah can't be going according to Rabbi Nassan. But if it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a different problem. Says Gemara, V'i Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Now Rabbi Yehuda Nasi really did say there's a choice, but he said there's only a choice in one direction. Namely, if Rabbi Danasi Masnisin Katani Lokeach. The Mishnah seems to be referring only to the Lokeach. Why? How do you know the Mishnah is only that if the Lokeach was ripped off, he can decide whether to be Mekai and the Mechal or to be Mevatale. So it sounds like it's only by the Lokeach who got ripped off by the Mocher overcharging, only he can back out. But the Braisa that mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Braisa Ketani, Mocher. If you look back at the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it only mentioned if the Mocher got ripped off because the buyer underpaid. So it sounds like the Mishnah is talking about if the Lokeach got ripped off, and the Braisa that mentioned Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the Mocher. The Gemara is going to give the obvious answer. But that really, they both agree to both. They both agree to both. Even though one was talking about the Mocher, and one was talking about the Lokeach, but they actually both agreed that either one could do it. So the Gemara gives three answers to this quandary. Three answers to this dilemma. Answer number one. Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar, the Amora, gives an answer. Onazu. Eini Odea Mishina'a. You're right. It's neither Rabbi Nassan nor Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It's a third Shita. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said that Rabbi Yanasi's case is where the mocher undercharged. This Mishnah is talking about only if the lokeach overpaid, and he can decide. But in Echanami, the one who says the mocher would disagree with the lokeach, and the one who said lokeach would disagree with the mocher. That's answer number one. Rabbi Amar Lo'olam Rabbi Nassani. No, really, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Nassan. I in the Braisa that said Rabbi Nassan, it didn't say that he had the option. Utninami b'Braisa Ratza. No, Rabbi Nassan also said you have. It's not Kano Maxer Ona. It means Ratza. If you want, then Kano Maxer Ona. But really, if you want, you can also negate the entire sale. Even Rabbi Nassan would agree to that. And Rava gives a third answer. Rava Amar No Lola Rabbi Danasi. Really, our mission is going to Rabbi Danasi. And even though when we quoted Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi originally, he was talking about the mocher getting ripped off, and our Mishnah is talking about the lokeach getting ripped off, they're both true. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi agrees whether the mocher gets roughed, he can back out, and if the lokeach gets ripped off, he can back out. But one of them was talking about the mocher, and one of them was talking about the lokeach, but they're each just completing what the other one says. But they both agree that it doesn't matter who gets ripped off. Whoever gets ripped off, if it's exactly a sixth, you have two options. Either negate the whole sale, or just keep the sale, but just give back the extra money, or pay the extra money. And Ravashi's now going to bring a raya that Rav is correct. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi brings a raya, Dekanami. I'll prove to you that the Mishnah does not argue on the Braisa. Look at the words. I'll prove to you that our Mishnah does not disagree with the Braisa. Our Mishnah also says that if the mocher got ripped off, he can also cancel the deal if the guy underpaid. Diktani, because what does it say in the beginning of the Mishnah? What's the first words of the Mishnah? Echad alokech ve'echad amocher have onah. And then in the end, but in the end, it sounds like he's only talking about the lokeach. Must be, no, it's not that it's only talking about the lokeach. Since the beginning of the Mishnah said that both the mocher and the lokeach have the same laws when it comes to Anah, so in the end, even though it sounded like it's only talking about the lokeach in the end, it's just one of the two, but it really meant that the halach applies by the mocher as well. Umefarishla lelokeach. Shema mina, shiure shire lemocher. It just left it out, explaining the mocher, but the truth is that the laws would apply if the mocher got ripped off also by the lokech underpaying. Shema mina. So that's correct. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Oh, we learned in the base matter, Shema Chlokes, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, amanas she'en l'cha alai ona. Let's say a man says to his friend, I'm selling you to this thing, but listen, I don't know how much it's really worth. I'm telling you I'm asking for this price. I have no idea. Is it a good price? Is it too little I'm charging? Too much I'm charging? This is what I want. I'm just selling this to you on the condition that the laws of Onah should not govern this sale. Are you allowed to do that or not? Sounds like Masna Amash Kosba Torah. What do you mean? The Torah says the laws of Onah do apply, and you're saying the laws of Onah don't apply. So let's see.
Aren't you allowed to waive a right that's granted to you?
Well, not if it's written in the Torah, right? Against halacha, right? We'll see. Some say yes. Let's see. That's going to be exactly the case over here. Let's see. Itmar, because maybe by monetary law, it's an exception to the rule that you are allowed to make davar shebamam. Yeah, we had it in Kiddushin. The Gemara is going to quote it. The Gemara is going to quote it right here. Very good. Itmar, Ha'omer lechaver, a guy says to his friend, I'm selling you this, or I'm buying this from you, Amanas she'en lecha alai ona, on the condition that the laws of ona are not going to apply, whatever the price is, the price is. Now it's important to note here, he doesn't know whether he's overcharging, undercharging, he has no idea. That's the case. He's just saying, whatever it is, if you get ripped off, if I get ripped off, we're agreeing to pay for this amount of money, we're both agreeing, and we're going to say that the laws of ona do not apply here. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Yeshto Olav Ona. Rav says you have no right to make such a condition, and the laws of Ona apply regardless of your explicitly stating that they should not apply. They apply anyway. You can't make a condition against the din of Ona in the Torah. Ushmuel Amar, no, Ein Olav Ona. One interesting question is this called Dine Mamunas, or is this Isser V'Heter? Because we know we follow Rav in laws of Isser V'Heter, and we follow Shmuel in laws of Mamunas. So this is kind of a hybrid. It's Mamunas, but there's also an Isser to overcharge. So it's both. It's an Isser that has to do with Mamunas. So that's a big dispute in the Rishonim here. Who do we follow in this case? Rav or Shmuel? Oh. So, Rabbeinu Chananel paskins halacha like Rav, because halacha karav di isur. And the Rush explains that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the machlokas is it mutter lechatchila to make this condition? And the halacha is like Rav. It's not like other machlokas in the laws of Gzela. There, everyone agrees lechatchila it's aser to steal. The machlokas is, can you get the money back in court? However, Tosfos on Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Bameh, asks against Rabbeinu Chananel. There's no machlokas in Madavar Asur or Mutter. The machlokas is, do you have to give back the money or not? Therefore, it's machlokas Dine Mamunas and Halacha Kishmuel, which Tosfos Bameh. Rabbeinu Chananel pasa kirav, there was a kirav b'yisurei. Teva, da lo pligiyim mutu lasos, kein ela pligiyim haya chayav lahachzir ho'onov, aloch kishmuo b'dine. Uvishildos to Rabbi Chayav parashas, Bahar Sinai, posa kirav, mishum dahach b'rais ha'koy kavasei, demaflik bein stam l'mafarsh. We'll see a b'rais in a minute in the Gemara.
Sorry. If you can't waive that right, for no, then why would it make a difference if a person selling it is just a bottle buy it, you know, or an actual merchant? It should just be objectively, is there or not?
Yeah, so I mean, I assume this
you're
is...
You're saying that there we were saying because he attaches sentimental value, so he's able to get a higher price.
So the sentimental value, it's as if he made a specific tonight. Yeah, so that's assuming that you could make it tonight. Correct. Let's assume you could make it tonight. Correct. So you're saying that Gemara also sounds like Shmuel.
Yes.
Ein lo alav ona. Good. Made a specific condition. Let's see. It says Gemara, Lema Rav Damar Karabi Meir, Ushmuel Damar Karabi Huda. Now this sounds like Rav is going like Rav Meir Meseches Kedushin, like we learned, and Shmuel is going like Rav Yehuda Meseches Kedushin. Deciding we learned in the Braisa, Ha'omer Isha, a man wants to marry a girl. What an auspicious way to start the marriage. Even though I know a husband is obligated to provide for his wife clothing and food and marital relations, we're going to be married, but I'm not providing anything for you. No food, no clothing, and no marital relations. Are you allowed to have such a marriage? Says the Gemara, utno batel. Divir Rameir. So Rameir said that the marriage works, but you owe the money anyway. Because you're not, the condition is null and void. You're not allowed to make these conditions. And therefore, the marriage is a marriage, and you owe her all the stuff that you said you don't owe her. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'davashim B'mamon, marital relations, you're right. That applies. That you can't make a condition. But in money, he holds that as far as the money for the food and the money for the clothing, that, T'no Kayim. B'davashim B'mamon, T'no Kayim. Now it works. Why? Why is it time about money? Because you could be mochel. So, right.
Then you have to delete items from the ketubah.
Right. The chiyuv of ona. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah, okay. So you leave it out. Avarak gabe chiyuv ona. Right, because you can't be mochel on the tsar of your guf. Some say it's a mitzvah, you can't be mochel on it. That's a discussion, why you can't be mochel on the ona. And right, okay. So Tano Kai says the Gemara. So it sounds like Mamish Rav Shmuel is the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, and that would not be good because we don't usually like to say that Amoraim are arguing about the exact same thing that Tanaim are arguing about. Says the Gemara, Amalach Rav, Rav will say no. Ano da Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. I'm saying my opinion, even within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hasam. The only reason by a case where a man's marrying a woman over there, Rabbi Yehuda says that it works. Ella diyada v'kamachla. Listen, the husband and the wife, they all know exactly what we're talking about over here. I am not paying you for the food and the garments. And you're willing to go ahead with it. Everyone knows what's going on. Aval hacha, but over here, mi yada demachil. Maybe they're going into it because he thinks it's a good price. It's not that we know for sure that Ona is going on over here. We have no idea. It might be the right price. It might not be. So there's no mechil over here. So that's why Rav says over here, it does not work. Because we don't know for sure it's mechila, but over there, where we know for sure that there's a chiyuv here, that you're not willing to pay, so she's being mochel. But over here, who says it's mechila? Maybe they assume it's a good price. That's why they don't care. Ushmuel amar, and Shmuel says the opposite. Anad amir fila rameir. I who said that it does not work by the ona, by selling the object. I agree to rameir who said that by kiddushin, the condition does not work. Shmuel who said, I'm sorry. Right, Shmuel who said what? What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that the condition works by a regular case of an ona, but by the woman, he can agree that it does not work. Like Rav Meir. I can look at Rav Meir Hasam Ella Devadai Ka'akar. There, that's a condition that's for sure against the din in the Torah. Because the Torah says you have to pay the food, and you're saying we don't pay. So such a condition, Shmuel agrees, would not work. Aval hacha, mi yemer dekakar midi. Here, the condition is not necessarily going to uproot a law in the Torah, because maybe the price is a fair price. Who says that they're actually over or undercharging? He's just saying, I don't want to worry about it. But it's not necessarily going to uproot a din in the Torah, so maybe such a condition would work. Because it's not for sure going to uproot.
That's what I'm saying. You really can't delete the ketubah because it's really part of the obligation
of the Torah. Some say ketubah is not even a din d'oraisa.
Oh, really?
It could be ketubah's own derabbanan. Amar Rav Anan, l'didim mefashlim l'nei demar Shmuel. The Gemara explains Shmuel a little bit more in depth. Ha'omel l'chaver amanas she'ein l'cha olai ona, ein lo olano. Shmuel only said it works if you say, you can't ask me for the ona. However, if you say amanas she'ein bo ona, if you can say that there is no ona in this sale, and in reality there was, even according to Shmuel, harei yesh bo ona. So that wouldn't work. In other words, even according to Shmuel says it works, it depends how you say it. Hold on. Shmuel was the one who said, I keep getting this confused, I can't keep it straight in my head. Shmuel is the one who said, Shmuel is the one who said that the condition works. The condition works. So it only works when you say, you will not have a claim against me. But if you say that I didn't overcharge you, that's not true. You did overcharge him. So even Shmuel would agree that such a condition would not work. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask against Rav, who holds that it doesn't work. Meisve. Question against Rav. Hanose vanosein ba'amana. A person who hires somebody else to sell for him. Now, and I trust you that you're going to get a good deal for me. and you'll sell the stuff little by little, and at the end you'll give me all the profits, and I'll pay you for your time. That's one way to do it. So that's one case. And or another case where I'm selling it to you, or I'm buying from you on the condition there's no ona. Ain lo alav ona. There's no ona. L'rav d'amar, anod amar fil Rav Yehuda, ha money, who's this going like? Answer the Gemara. I'm Rabbi, you're right. Machvarta. It's clear that what we said before is incorrect. And Rav Amar Kirabi Meir. Ushmuel d'amar Kirabi Huda. You're right. Rav is going to have to answer this. You're right. That this Bryce is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Because I can't answer this up. That's one answer. Rava says, no, you have to say that. Rava Amar Lokasha. No. Rava says, you could say that Rav really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda also. Lokasha, but this Bryce is not a Kasha. How come over there the condition works? Kan Bistam. Kan Bimifarish. The difference is, when Rav said the condition, which one did Rav say? Rav said the condition, it does not work. Rav said the condition does not work. When did Rav say the condition does work? That's Bistam. The Tanai's Batel. However, meaning, if you don't say explicitly, you just said, Amanash in l'cha'alai ona. Since nobody knows whether there really is ona or not, there's no mechila. And since there's no mechila, it doesn't work. However, the Brisa here says, it's talking about a case, where does it work? Where would Rav agree to the Brisa that the condition works? That's b'mefarish. What do you mean? I'm selling you something worth 100 for 200. You explicitly state that I know this is worth 100. So in that case, Rav would agree that the condition works if you explicitly state it. Like we learned in the Brisa. The Sanya. Like we learned in the Brisa. When do we say that the laws of Ona apply and the condition does not work? Bistam. Aval b'mefarish. But if you explicitly state, what's the case of mefarish? I'm selling this to you 200, even though I know it's worth only 100. He says it explicitly. The guy's mochel. I know I'm paying you 100 for this. I know it's worth 200. Okay, one last point here. Let's finish up the daf. Tana Rabbanan. Hanosei vanosein ba'amana. If a guy... Now, there's two ways to hire a guy to sell for you. One way is he pays you up front a lower price for all of it and then he sells it. Or he sells it little by little and at the end you pay him everything and then the original guy gives you money for your terpa. Two ways. Tana Rabbanan. Hanosei vanosein ba'amana. So there's two ways to do this. Don't take the bad stuff and pay him at the end, and the good stuff you'll pay him he'll pay you a lower price for it at the beginning, because that looks like ribbis. It looks like ribbis. Ella, what should you do rather? Ozev zev amana. Either both should be the payment at the end, or ozev zev b'shave, or both of them you pay him at the beginning. And also, when you pay at the end, no say lo schar kesef, right? When the guy pays you everything at the end, now you're going to pay him for his trouble. So you got to pay him the amount of money for his schlepping on his shoulders, uschar gamal, and you got to pay him for the camel that he had to hire to take it around from place to place, uschar punduk, right? You may have to pay his hotel fees that he had to sleep in overnight. However, sachar aval schar atzmo, but the actual payment for the services eno noto shekvar nasan lo scharo mishalom. But the actual payment, you don't have to pay him because you already paid him for this. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Scharo mishalom mehichka yavle. What do you mean? Where did he get the schar? Amar Rav Papa, Bitsaj Ruye, we're talking about those canvas garments again. You always gave him an extra four garments for every 100 that he sold. So that was part of the original deal. You gave him the extra four for the 100, that's his payment. So you don't have to give him payment on top of that. You gave him four garments for every 100 that he sells, so that's his payment. So you don't have to give him anything for that. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. And Motzei Shabbos. You want to learn in person, Motzei Shabbos? We'll see what life, what things are going on, Motzei Shabbos. We'll see what's going on. We'll see if anybody wants to learn in person. Motzei Shabbos. And then Sunday morning, Monday morning, and then Wednesday night, post Yontif, we'll do two daf. Double daf. An hour. Wednesday night, we'll do a double daf. That's our minute. Everyone should have a great day. Good Shabbos.
Did we learn also, like in the case of, if someone says, I will make you this loan on condition that you will not claim that it's forgiven by Shemitah, as opposed to saying, I will give you this loan, so long as Shemitah doesn't cancel it?
Exactly. Right? We learned the same thing there. And where did we learn that? Was also, where was that?
I wrote you earlier, wrongly, I was like,
Amanash lo tashmiteni shvius, yeah.